This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. I am the warrior, and I'm always in your face, and I'm always ready for war. And what's that famous saying from George Washington? If you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do on this show every single day. We prepare you for war, and we are in one. Whether you like it or not, I don't think we need to say we want a civil war. I don't want a civil war, but we're in one, whether you like it or not. Democrats are the ones who want it. Make it very clear every day with their hate speech and their censorship and their banning and their book burning and their desire to see us all lose our jobs and our careers and our free speech. It's a disaster. And our guns, it's a disaster. And throughout history, nobody ever died from conservatives' quote-unquote extreme views. Nobody ever died because I said something that you disagree with. But 100 million people died in the last century. 20th century from communism, 100 million people. And it's funny because that's kind of an overused line too. You know, about how many people died in the 21st century, excuse me, in the 20th century, in the 1900s from communism. How about how many people die every day from communism now in Cuba and Venezuela? How many people die in China? China's still a communist country for all intents and purposes. There's some capitalistic aspects of it. And they've got casinos, and obviously American casinos are there. That aspect of it's capitalist, but there's massive censorship, and people are brought in, you know, doors are knocked on in the middle of the night, and people are taken to camps where they have to be re-educated, and they never come home. No one ever sees them again. So, I mean, China is still, for all intents and purposes, very much, you know, a communist mindset. And how many people die every day today? Not in the 19th century, not in the 20th century. But today, how many people die at the hands of communism in places like Cuba, Venezuela, China, Angola, Zimbabwe? I don't know. You name the place that's socialist-leaning or communist-leaning. I would say Greece is up there, too. Greece is about as socialist as you get, and it's run by leaders of the Socialist Party, and people are starving, just like they are in Venezuela. Everywhere in the world where you have communism and socialism, you have starvation. And speaking of the topic of communists, that brings me to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She kept claiming that she was having a near-death experience on January 6th because of the insurrection or the rioting at the Capitol building, but she wasn't in the Capitol building. I don't get how that kind of a lie does not destroy your reputation and get you expunged from Congress. That's a pretty vicious lie. That's a really extreme lie. And if it's absolutely proven true, I don't see why she doesn't lose her job. We know it'll never happen, but she should. Forget about the fact she's a communist. The communists killed 100 million people. Forget about that for a minute. She just said, literally, that it was a near-death experience, and I feared for my life, and she wasn't in the building. What do you think about that? Socialist Democrat Alexandria Cortez came out as a sexual abuse survivor in an emotional Instagram video on Monday night. Then she berated Republicans and shared her horrific experience in the U.S. Capitol as a mob of Trump supporters stormed her hall and threatened her. She said she was forced to hide in the bathroom in the near-death experience and that the terrorists were screaming, "Where is she?" She compared Republicans challenging election fraud in the 2020 election, something Democrats do regularly whenever they lose, ask Hillary Clinton, to sexual abusers. Here's her comment, or my favorite this past week. Ted Cruz and now Representative Chip Roy and some of the other representatives who actually encouraged people to threaten members of Congress or tweeted out the location of the speaker are now telling me to apologize for saying and speaking truth to what happened. Or rather, these are tactics that abusers use. And so when I see this happen, how I feel and how I felt was not again. I'm not going to let this happen again. I'm not going to let it happen to me again. I'm not going to let it happen to the other people who have been victimized by this situation again. And I'm not going to let this happen to our country. I'm not going to let it happen. But she wasn't there. She embellished the entire near-death experience. But again, it's an opinion show. I'll tell you, it's my opinion. It appears obvious to me. My opinion is that she embellished the entire near-death experience. I'll cover myself there. Alexandria Cortez was not in, this is from Sarah Carter, was not in the U.S. Capitol building when a mob violently stormed it on January 6th, but rather in her Cannon office building office. The second-term congresswoman has since recanted her experience during the deadly siege, which she has described as near-death. No rioters broke into Cannon, a Wednesday report from conservative publication Red State claims. And then Jack, how do you pronounce his last name? Pozabik from One American News Network. He tweeted out, if you're in the mainstream media and you fail to honestly fact-check a politician's story, guaranteed someone else will and make you look biased, incompetent, foolish, or all three. So, good stuff, and more proof, they're all liars. You know, part of liberalism is lying. You do understand that, right? Part of liberalism, communism, progressivism, socialism, Marxism, they, you know, anything that gets the job done is okay. You know, anything is acceptable as long as you turn America into a fairer country with social justice for all. Those are the kind of things they think about all day long. The ends justify the means. As long as they get the job done, it doesn't matter how much you have to lie. And this is a woman, AOC, who obviously is very adept at lying. That's just my opinion. Very adept at lying. And I don't see conservatives lying. Now, again, they're gonna, all liberals are going to immediately quote Donald Trump. The only reason that you can quote Trump as lying is because the fact checkers are all liars and liberals, lying liberals. The fact checkers for Google and Yahoo and Apple and Wikipedia, they're all liberals. And every way they can, they twist and they mislead and they, you know, grab out of context. And everything they say is a lie is the truth. And everything they say is the truth is a lie. You can't believe a word the fact checkers say. But it does appear AOC was not in the Capitol Dome building, even though she claims her life was in danger. Incredible. Politicizing the classroom. Nine things to know about Illinois' pending culturally responsive kindergarten through 12th grade teaching mandate. Can't wait to hear this one. I have not read this one. A lot of the stuff I read, and I make the decision that's good for my show, but sometimes I see a headline, and I haven't even read it yet, but I just know it's going to be a goodie. The core goal of education has been always been to teach students how to think, not what to think. That's about to change in Illinois. A sweeping controversial rule is pending for Illinois K through 12 teachers that should prompt everyone of all political stripes to fear for how students may soon be taught. Illinois has a set of rules and standards for how teachers are trained, licensed, and reviewed. Those rules are about competency, but do not impose any political or ideological belief system on teachers or their curriculum. That's the way it's supposed to be. The Illinois State Board of Education wants to change those requirements with what it calls culturally responsive teaching and leading standards. They would largely replace the old apolitical focus on critical thinking with requirements that encourage progressive viewpoints and perspective. Worse, the new proposed standards effectively go beyond requirements for what should be taught in classrooms and effectively impose a political litmus test for teachers to keep their jobs in the Illinois educational system. So here are the nine key facts you need to know. Who created the rules is number one. And the answer is they were not created by Illinois lawmakers. They were not debated or voted upon in the Illinois General Assembly. Instead, the standards are created by special interest and advocacy groups at the request of the Illinois State Board of Education. They were developed by the state's diverse and learner-ready teacher network. The network was charged to develop standards that will be used to drive educator preparation and educator professional development. Number two, who do the rules affect? Well, of course, they affect every teacher. and every student. The new teaching requirements will politicize education. They directly require teachers to inject progressive politics in the classroom. The rules state, among other requirements, the culturally responsible teacher will embrace and encourage progressive viewpoints and perspectives that leverage asset thinking towards traditionally marginalized populations. Number four, the new rules largely displace critical thinking with critical race theory. Wow. The new standards broadly embrace the tenets of critical race theory centering on a requirement to be a culturally responsive teacher. The standards require teachers to encourage student advocacy, replace objective measures of student achievement with vague requirements. In other words, instead of getting A's now, it's now based on activism, and they promote the idea there's no objective truth. The culturally responsive teacher and leader will create a risk-taking space that promotes student activism, ensure teacher and students co-create content, consider a broader modality of student assessments, understand and value the notion that multiple lived experiences exist, that there's not one correct way of doing or understanding something, and what is seen as correct is most often based on our lived experience. Systems of oppression. Culturally responsive teachers understand there are systems in our society that create and reinforce inequities, thereby creating oppressive conditions. No one understands how a system of inequity reinforces certain truths as the norm. Their requirements run afoul of the U.S. Constitution. They'll fire teachers that don't comply. You get the idea. It is absolutely, positively a disaster. And when we get back, Biden seeks to surge foreign-born voting population ahead of the elections of 2022. And also signs an order revamping welfare-dependent immigration. I can't wait to dig into those two with you. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw Unfiltered on USA Radio.
Happy New Year, or is it? That's going to depend on you and what you do. If you make a resolution, you're going to fail. We all know that, right? We all have failed on resolutions. But we want you to have a revolution this year.
We have a message for you women. Are you tired of dealing with hot flashes, night sweats, thyroid imbalances? Come on. No one wants to deal with that. This is a new year. It's time for a new you.
That's right. Ladies, you can be your best you. We've helped thousands of women completely balance their hormones naturally with a breakthrough through science of intercellular hydration. And men, if you've got a wife running around your house and you think she was abducted by aliens because she has imbalanced hormones, hey, welcome to the club. Millions of women struggle with this issue, but there is a way to have this resolved completely naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
So call us at 888-444-8895 or join us at energizedhealth.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, glad to be back, by the way, on KBET. We had a couple of days with mechanical difficulty and had to get crews out to work on the transmission site, and we made it work, and great job by KBET. And Ed Stoltz, the owner and operator and founder, and everything's back in order again. We've been on all day today. Sounds great. Great job done by all. Freedom Health Alliance is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are in the most stress perhaps in history. And Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products I personally use and love. I said 50%, 5-0. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution. I drink it all day long, plus liquid vitamin D complex, which I drink all day long, plus premium probiotic formula support. And this bundle of products is handpicked specifically by me for you. At 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. By the way, I only sleep now about 4 to 5 hours a night. That's it. I can't remember the last time I slept more than 5, but 4 to 5 hours a night, and I feel great all day long. My energy is high. My brain fog is totally gone. There is no brain fog anymore. From the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, there's no brain fog. I'm sharp as a tack. And the main benefit, of course, is strengthen your immune system. So go to FreedomHealthAlliance.com, choose the Root Freedom Bundle, and save 50% now. That's the Active Silver Solution, Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. FreedomHealthAlliance.com. Choose the Root Freedom Bundle or tell them Wayne Root sent you and save 50%. FreedomHealthAlliance.com or call 888-910-0341. 888 toll free, 888-910-0341. So, it's interesting because, you know, liberals want you to believe there was no election fraud at all. And Brainard, I think that's how you pronounce it, Brainard. Okay. He discussed the 2020 election results with Steve Bannon on the War Room earlier today. And he's from the Data Integrity Project, and he's identified a number of fraudulent votes included in the 2020 election, which, when addressed, he claims would overturn the results of the election in three states, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, which would be enough to overturn the entire 2020 election. So it's just interesting that this is still going on, and there's no judge that ever, stop telling me judges ruled against us. There's no judge that ever looked at the actual facts. Here's Arizona's Maricopa County, where massive fraud went on. And their board of supervisors rejected the subpoena demand from the Arizona Senate, rejected the demand, and they now face contempt charges. Why are you so scared? Why will you not honor a subpoena to turn over the machines, the voting machines, and the documents for a Senate audit of the county's results? Because the entire election was stolen, in my opinion, in that county. Just like in Nevada, the whole election was stolen in Clark County. But here, there's no Senate fighting on behalf of Trump or on behalf of election integrity. Because our state assembly and our state Senate and our governor, our lieutenant governor, are all creeps. They're all liberals. And they're happy Democrats won, and they will never challenge anything. So nothing changes in Nevada at all. But at least in Arizona, you have a Republican Senate, and they're fighting to get the machines that can audit the results. And the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has again rebuked the Arizona Senate by refusing to provide a date for when they will turn over ballots and machines for the Senate's audit. What do you think that means? It's so clear what it means. They know the election was stolen. They're not complying with a subpoena. This reminds me of Pennsylvania. You remember when my buddy Corey Lewandowski showed up with a subpoena from a judge, an order from a judge, that you've got to open up the place where you're counting the votes and let the Republicans in to see what's going on. And the Democrats had covered the windows with pizza boxes so nobody could look in and the doors were locked. And when they knocked on the door and said, we got a court order, you got to let us in, they said, nope, we're not listening to the judge's court order. Can you imagine if this was done by white Republicans and a white Republican won the election against a black Democrat? Can you imagine the outcry in the United States of America? It's hard to believe you could be treated this way, but that's what happened in every state that Trump lost. No Republicans were let in the room to watch the count.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden indicated in a call with House Democrats that he was open to sending $1,400 payments to a smaller group of Americans in the next round of coronavirus relief legislation and changing the overall price tag of his $1.9 trillion plan. Regarding the plan and the White House's unwillingness to budge on certain things, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds everyone,
"This is what we warned you about. We told you that if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, they're going to ignore us and they're going to run wild with their liberal ideas. And this COVID package, I think, is running wild."
The Senate has finalized the organizing resolution for a new Democratic-controlled Senate and plans to pass it on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty HealthShare, sponsor of this segment of the show. I canceled my Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Scariest thing I've ever done in my entire life. But, you know, it was the right thing to do. Not just because Aetna was killing me, choking me, strangling me with $2,000 a month health care payments. You know, that's just the premium. But also because they weren't covering anything because we had such a big deductible. At the time, I think it was $10,000. So everything was on me, even though I was paying $2,000 a month, all because of Obamacare. This is a story nobody in the media tells you. And so when I got this new advertiser, Liberty Health Share, Christian Health Sharing, I decided I had to join them. I had to try them because I couldn't offer it to my listeners and my fans unless I did it myself. So I took the big plunge and I canceled Aetna health insurance. And Liberty turned out to be the best decision I ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. And here's the two most important things you need to know. They paid out over $1.2 billion in the last 4 years. Okay, so this is not some fly-by-night operation. And this is not some tiny mom-and-pop operation. $1.2 billion paid out in claims in the last 4 years. And also my personal experience, I've saved over $100,000 in premiums since I joined 5 years ago. So it's been five full years, and I've saved over $100,000. This is the start of year six. So soon I'll have saved $120,000, $125,000, somewhere in that vicinity. That's no joke. Could you use an extra $100,000, $125,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call toll-free 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, meaning libertyhealthshare.org, and then put a slash and then Wayne Root so they know you're coming from me, and you will be treated like a VIP. We got our guest here, Jack Haney, economist, expert in financial markets for 25 years, co-founder and senior partner at Patriot Gold Group. And I want to talk to Jack about this whole GameStop stock surge and then what they tried to do with silver. He's an expert on this type of stuff. Hey, Jack, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, I appreciate it, and I really appreciate what they tried to do with silver, but they weren't successful.
And well, let's find out why weren't they successful. I have some friends in the gold and silver business, and they tell me, you know, it's one thing to try and jack the price of the stock up, but the silver industry is like a $1.3 trillion, you know, gigantic industry, and you can't just get a few little guys together and change the whole market. Is that kind of the same feeling you have?
Well, that's just it. It's a commodity. There's supply and demand. And you can't just start manipulating a commodity like you can a paper-denominated asset and purchase the shares as well as options and drive up GameStop and AMC, BlackBerry, Nokia, Bed Bath & Beyond, and then see it just come crashing down. So they tried that on Monday. Sure, they drove up the silver price by about 12%, but it's since stabilized, and you can't artificially manipulate the metals prices.
And let me see, I didn't even look today. Did silver finish up with a good day today? What was the story with silver?
It did. It's at $27 an ounce, so it's holding steady. The fundamentals alone, Bloomberg Intelligence forecasted silver to surpass $50 an ounce in 2021. As did Saxo Bank. Many are saying silver prices could double in 90 days because this administration and the Dems will inject $4 to $7 trillion to our deficit in 2021. So with interest rates at zero and, you know, Biden holding a press conference even before the inauguration about a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package that they'll use reconciliation to just slam through Congress. You know, with the printing presses running full tilt and Bernie Sanders sitting atop the powerful Senate Budget Committee, what that'll do to the U.S. dollar and silver prices, silver goes up 3.3% for every 1% the U.S. dollar pulls back. So So 3.3% for every 1% the dollar loses value. And economist Stephen Roach forecasted the U.S. dollar could lose 35% of its purchasing power in 2021.
So explain to me, I don't know if I remember this correctly. My mind tells me that gold and silver did really well when the country was locked down, because you might assume that if the country's locked down, it's a financial catastrophe and the spending is going to add so much more to the debt. The government's going to have to inject so much more money into the country. Am I remember correctly that gold and silver had a really great run when the country was locked down?
Had a phenomenal run when the country was locked down, but let's go back a little bit further, and it's eerily similar to 2008 to 2011. This administration is almost the Obama administration part two. Gold went up 160% 2008 to 2011, and silver went up 440% because the Obama administration quadrupled our money supply.
I remember gold did great under Obama. I had no memory that silver did that much better than gold. Silver almost quadrupled the upward trajectory of gold. Is that right?
Silver back in January of 2011 was $24 an ounce. 3 months later, it was $49 an ounce. And that's why economists and financial market strategists are forecasting that silver prices could double in the next 90 days.
Pretty amazing stuff. And, of course, let me ask the obvious question. You know, why would silver go up so much more than gold? I mean, when you think of what the antidote is to massive spending and massive debt and lockdowns and things like that, tragedy and stock market possible crashes and all kinds of bad things going on in the world, when you think about that, you think of gold. So why is silver go up more than gold?
Well, for one, if you look at it objectively, gold did go to $2,060 an ounce back in August in 2020. And that is an all-time high for gold. Silver, right now at $27 an ounce, is still about halfway to its all-time high. So it still has a lot of room to run, silver does. It's also a lot more affordable, right? You're looking at $27 an ounce compared to now, gold's at $1,850. Half the demand for silver, though, is also tied into its industrial and utilitarian applications. And especially with this administration's commitment to renewable energy and a transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy, uses of silver in solar panels, mainframe computers, desktops, laptops, tablets, cell phones, there's a lot of fundamentals supporting right now a pretty significant move to the upside in silver.
All right, so let's move to the real area that I had you on the show for. We're talking to Jack Haney. Is he Haney? How do I pronounce it? Haney?
Jack Haney from Westchester County, New York. I see you're from Mount
there we
Vernon.
Go. Yep. Yeah, Mount Vernon, New Rochelle. My house was actually half in Mount Vernon, half in New Rochelle.
I went to Iona College.
Oh, there you go, right down the street from me. All right, very good.
Yep.
Literally 5 minutes from my house. So, Jack, I got to ask you about this whole GameStop thing. First, it went up dramatically, and now it's gone back down again. I didn't see what it did today, but it was way down over the last couple of days. So are the hedge funds recouping their losses, and are the people getting creamed again?
That's just what it was Melvin Capital had those shorts on GameStop, and millions of rogue millennials on a chat room, Wall Street Bets, on the platform Reddit, started driving the price of the GameStop stock up. And what they were really doing, and I was on a radio show earlier today, the last decade, we've seen interest rates at zero. We've seen the feds running the printing presses. Corporations have been borrowing money at 0% interest rates and artificially propping up their own company's stock prices, while C-level executives have been selling their own shares of their stocks as the stock price goes up. So what happened was a bunch of rogue, millennials decided, really, Main Street took it to Wall Street and said, hey, we're going to jump in on this. And what happened was they drove the the price of, you know, GameStop went from about $19 a share to almost $500 a share in a span of a few trading days.
And even though I was on the side of the little guys, Jack, it never should have been at that stratospheric level. GameStop's not a good stock, in my opinion. It's a dying retail store. So it just doesn't make sense that it went up that high. So little guys were winning, and I was cheering them on, but they were betting on the wrong team for all intents and purposes, right? Am I getting that one right?
Well, the unfortunate thing is the little guys sticking it to Wall Street at the same time we're also sticking it to the little guys, because all those IRAs and 401ks that may have Bed Bath & Beyond, Nokia, BlackBerry, or GameStop in them, what happened to those IRAs and those 401ks? They came crashing down along with the GameStop stock, right? So what happened is they really changed the landscape of investing and trading in the stock market forever, because now millions of rogue millennials from a chat room can artificially manipulate stock prices.
All right, Jack, we're on the run. The music's on. Interesting story. Keep us in the know. Let me know if you have any updates on this story. Jack Hanny, economist, expert in the financial markets for 25 years, senior partner at Patriot Gold Group. Thank you, Jack, for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hey, Wayne, thank you for having me. Have a good evening.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior, website, rootforamerica.com, email wayneroot@gmail.com. And, of course, you can always follow me at RealWayneRoot at Twitter. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credit. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Use 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off, freedomhealthalliance.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When D&D came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The D&D gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know, I just read, and, you know, my greatest fear, as much as I'm in a bad mood and angry at what happened, the stolen election, the rigged election, and what it means for our future, my God, it's everything. They control everything now. But I was still in a relatively good mood because I'm doing well in business. And all of a sudden, I read an article at the head of the COVID task force for Biden says, as fast as the restaurants are reopening, we're going to have to close them all. There's got to be a national lockdown. We're all going to be destroyed by the new strain of COVID that's in England. And we've got to lock down. These are madmen. And I warned from day one that if Biden was elected, he may very well lock down the country. A, because they're all sick in the head. They're mentally ill nutcases that can't stand that people are making money. And B, they're scared of their own shadow, and they're ignoring the reality that everywhere in the world that shuts down has the same COVID rate, the same hospitalization rate, and the same death rate as the countries that don't shut down. Lockdowns don't work. They've never worked, and they still ignore it. Now, is Biden going to listen to him? I don't know. I have no idea. Is he just one voice as the head of the COVID, COVID police, COVID task force? Or is, and his voice is the only one that matters? Or are there 20 people on it and they're not going to listen to him? I don't know. But it's a freaking catastrophe. And it's fraud. And this is not some old story. This is today. Today, Michael Osterholm, an infectious disease professor at the University of Minnesota and a member of Biden's COVID-19 advisory board during the transition, claims a new coronavirus mutation circulating in the UK might wreak havoc in the United States, and he's calling for mass preemptive shutdowns. We've been through this, you mother trucker. It failed. There's no need for any preemptive shutdowns. There were never going to be 2 million dead. He said this UK strain is going to become the dominant strain in the United States. He said that on NBC's Meet the Press. And fortunately, that one has shown its ability to evade the protection from the vaccine. So then there's no reason for anyone to get vaccines, is there? Why is anyone getting a vaccine? He didn't even say why he feels the UK strain will become dominant. Nonetheless, he claims shutdowns are the only solution. As fast as we're opening restaurants, we're likely to be closing them in the near term. These are sick people. These are really sick people. Do you understand? California, Illinois, and New York, the most liberal places on earth that had the most death on earth, despite all their lockdowns and all their masks, their suffocating diaper wearing on their faces. Despite all that, putting every businessman out of business and having a Great Depression in their states, despite that, they didn't stop any COVID. Now, because Trump isn't president anymore and it's Biden, they're all reopening, which shows you what a scam it all was. But this guy isn't content that the scam is over because Biden's president. He wants more scam. If you shut down the country now, we are so bankrupt, we're bankrupt squared. You've destroyed the economy with all Biden's executive actions. Now you're going to destroy it with lockdowns, and it's the final blow. We will be in a massive Great Depression, and people will starve to death. The food lines. You remember the food lines in March? On the first lockdown? And somehow, because we had brilliant Trump, who knows more about the economy in his finger than Joe Biden knows in his entire body, somehow Trump turned it around and got his 33.3% GDP in the third quarter. But this guy, killing the energy industry and killing all the jobs in small towns in America, and then you also lock down, forget about it. What do we say in New York? Forget about it. My Italian buddies, forget about it. You talking to me? These morons are talking to you and me. They want to close our lives, shut us down, and destroy us again. The first time I never knew anyone who had COVID. When they shut the country down, I didn't know one person in the world who had COVID. And I certainly didn't know anyone who died of COVID. I didn't know anyone in a hospital with COVID. And then all these months later, sadly, I know a couple of people who died. They didn't have to die. Never should have died. If you gave them hydroxychloroquine plus zinc, they wouldn't have died. Ask Dr. Zelenko. If you gave them vitamin D, they probably would have never died. If you gave them intravenous vitamin C, they probably would have never died. Again, it's an opinion, Sean. That's my opinion. But I've seen many articles from leading medical experts saying 80% of all deaths would have been avoided with vitamin D. And then I see all these new studies that finally admit 75 to 80% better rates, or I should say less death, in all the countries that embraced hydroxychloroquine. They don't even mention zinc, by the way. Just hydroxychloroquine. And yet Dr. Zelenko will tell you it's got to be hydroxychloroquine plus zinc. Got to be. They'll tell you hydroxychloroquine is the gun and zinc is the bullet. You still need a gun to deliver the bullet. The bullet is zinc. Zinc is what kills COVID, is what Dr. Zelenko says. And so it's got to be hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak to kill secondary infections. Yet studies show just hydroxychloroquine has a dramatic effect on death. 80% less death, 75% less death. Multiple country studies. Every study shows lockdowns don't work at all. So take your Biden health advisor and your lockdowns and stick them up your you-know-what with the sun don't shine. Boy, you want a revolution in this country? Bring it on. Viva de la revolution.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.